I'm Nadege Green. Florida is one of the strictest states when it comes to restoring the right to vote for people with felony convictions. They do not automatically get the right to vote back after they've served their time. That's 1.5 million Floridians who cannot vote. There's an amendment on the ballot right now that would restore that. It has wide bipartisan support and very little organized opposition. I talked to some of the people Amendment 4 affects.
Good afternoon, sir.
Alicia Trammell walks up to a dark gray house in Little Haiti in Miami.
Good afternoon. My name is Alicia.
My name is Lucy Rebert.
Hi, Miss Lucy.
Hi.
Amendment 4. You know what that is?
No.
Let me tell you what it is. It is the restoration of rights of ex-felons who've served their time and are back in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it restores their rights so they'll be able to vote and be accounted for.
Trammell has been canvassing several days a week from North Miami-Dade to Little Haiti. She's a volunteer with the Political Action Committee for Color of Change, a racial justice group. She can't vote because of a felony conviction for armed robbery.
22. I was 22 when I was arrested.
She served 1 year. She's 48 years old now and says it feels like she's still being punished for something she did more than 20 years ago.
Being a part of society, it's my right and I want it. So they didn't stop me from paying taxes when I got out.
Trammell was at a Popeyes last year when a man approached her holding a clipboard.
And he had a petition. He was like, sign this petition to help felons get their rights restored. I was like, wow, about time, because I knew other states, it was automatic.
That petition got more than 800,000 signatures to get the amendment on the ballot. Some critics say Amendment 4 doesn't go far enough. People convicted of murder or a felony sex crime would not automatically have their rights restored. And in some of the political races, this issue has split candidates along party lines. In the governor's race, Republican Ron DeSantis does not support automatically restoring the right to vote for former felons. Democratic candidate Andrew Gillum does. As Daniels walks door to door, she says if she could vote, she would cast her ballot for candidates who care about quality and affordable health care for everyone. She's HIV positive and helps educate other people about living with HIV.
So hopefully they will go out and hopefully it'll pass, because that will be a wonderful thing. And then next time I can actually be one of the ones who are actually canvassing and voting.
Amendment 4 needs 60% of the vote to pass. Under the current process, after someone with a felony conviction gets out and completes the terms of their release, there's a 5 to 7 year waiting period before they can apply to be allowed to vote again. And then it can take years before getting a meeting in Tallahassee with the Clemency Board. That's the governor and the state cabinet.
My mom got out of prison when I was 18. So I'm 39, going to be 40 this year, and my mom still don't have her rights back.
Dexter Gunder is walking around Liberty City in Miami, carrying boxes of pizza and Amendment 4 flyers. He was released from prison a year ago. He's working with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, a statewide advocacy group run by people with felony convictions. He stops where a man who goes by Mr. Mack is sitting on the sidewalk in a fold-out chair.
That's why I need you to go vote for me, since you can vote.
I'm gonna get it, brother. You ain't got to worry about it. I got songs that fellas and stuff, man.
Earlier, Gunder had set up in an empty lot about two blocks away with a tent, music, pizza, and the stack of flyers about Amendment 4. But after a light rain shower, no one showed up. He looked and saw people down the block, so he grabbed the pizza and flyers and started walking with five other volunteers.
It's like these local guys sitting on the corner right here, that's the ones we're trying to reach, the people who don't know.
He stops in a small park made up of a few benches, and he meets a man named Darius Randall.
Well, blacks, they say our voices don't count, but it really do, it counts.
Randall also can't vote because of a felony conviction. This issue disproportionately impacts black adults. In Florida, more than 1 in 5 black voters can't cast ballots because of a felony conviction.
I feel like we're the lower on food chain, but it shouldn't be like that.
Randall promises to tell his family to go out and vote on his behalf. If Amendment 4 doesn't pass, for now, the clemency process would remain as is. The next governor could make changes to how it works. There's also a lawsuit before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals challenging the current process. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.